And now we hear from one of Wisconsin's homegrown employers. A few months back, we had a series of conversations with mayors and local government leaders, hearing about the challenges they face. And out of that, we wanted to connect with local business leaders in much the same way. Like when Dodgeville Mayor Todd Novak told us about his unique relationship with the CEO of Land's End, by far the city's largest employer there, and how the community's fortunes are in some ways tied with the company, we thought, let's hear from CEOs. So today it is Richard Poirier, CEO of Church Mutual Insurance, based in Merrill, north of Wausau, 125 years in the community. And so when the company first started, it was called the Wisconsin Church Mutual Fire Insurance Association. Join in on insurance and local business, 800-642-1234. Richard, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning.
Good morning. Back when your company started in the late 1800s, if there was a church fire, the congregation paid for the rebuild. Can you contrast that to today with insuring religious organizations, houses of worship?
Sure. Well, in today's world, obviously, we have over 100,000 houses of worship that we insure under contract. So the money, you know, the way insurance works, the money's pooled. And not all 100,000 are going to have a loss in any given year, any given time frame. So those collected funds then are used to rebuild the church or the synagogue or the temple if it suffers any kind of a covered peril, not just fires, but tornadoes, hurricanes. And the parishioners obviously then don't have to shoulder the whole cost, just the premium.
Today, it seems there are so many possible calamities. You mentioned tornadoes, wildfires. There are hate crimes. There's arson, hurricanes. What does risk control look like in today's insurance world?
Yeah, it's it's embracing technology. So Church Mutual has been a leader in this space. We have decided that a company of our size needs to be an early adopter of the Internet of Things and technology. So you mentioned wildfire. We were one of the first carriers to employ private fire departments. We have mobile fire trucks that we piloted out in California that spray down foam. And we use the data that we get from our weather climatologists, and we can dispatch the trucks before the wildfire impacts the building. And I'm happy to report, in the last 16 months, we have not lost a structure to wildfire. As we speak right now, we're battling some wildfires in New Mexico, and we have trucks on the ground. And then, of course, you've probably heard about polar vortexes and intense freezes going all the way into Texas. We also use sensor technology that allows us to know when the ambient temperature drops to a certain level, we can increase the heat source to prevent the pipes from freezing. So those are two real simple examples of how an insurance company tries to level the playing field with climate.
How has the pandemic affected the insurance world and your clients, these, you know, religious organizations and schools and nonprofits?
Right. So as you can imagine, it was a game changer. It was just very catastrophic at first. We had no playbook. So our 1,200 employees had 48 hours to deploy at home with laptops. So before we could even help a customer, we had to get our house in order, which we were able to do. And I was pleasantly surprised how smooth it went. The biggest issue with the houses of worship, when you can't worship in person, it has a heavy toll, not just financially, but mentally. So collections are down unless you're doing the collections online. Then as the pandemic started really showing its ugly teeth, the pastors, ministers, clergy were overwhelmed with having to bury their own. And then in the communities of color, Hispanic and African American, we had a disproportionate amount of pastors dying because they tend to be older, and it just really hit that community super hard. So we have a foundation that had to pivot almost immediately, and we went 100% for about 18 months in doing COVID relief. So buying test kits, buying masks, getting people to set up vaccination centers, et cetera. And we also insure a lot of assisted living senior apartments, hit that community super hard. And obviously you remember reading that a lot of the nursing homes mm-hmm. and assisted living got shut down. People couldn't see their kids and vice versa. So the human toll, we're still calculating it. It was severe.
You're very reliant on technology in your industry. It's very obvious. Broadband and connectivity has been a huge issue. Are you finding those to be issues when you had like 95% of your workforce suddenly having to work remotely in the pandemic?
Yep. We had some instances where we had to go and boost some of the capabilities for our employees. We did have a skeleton staff that was located near Merrill, who might have been in a rural area. So we put in a lot of checks and balances to make sure they were safe and allowed them to come into the building. Where we saw it, we also insure some school districts. And there were school districts, the poor kids, some of these kids that had to learn online, we saw real disparities based on zip code with broadband access. So we tried to do what we could to help the school districts with some grants for the kids that didn't have the ability to have a meaningful learning experience with a laptop or broadband, and parochial schools too, of course.
Merrill, being a community of about 9,100 residents or so, a town with a logging heritage, what keeps your business headquartered there?
Well, we've always been there. And it's the people. The workforce is, just salt of the earth. They love the mission. They love what they do. We have opened some satellite offices. We just opened an office in Milwaukee, for example, so that we can improve our statistics on hiring diverse talent. But Merrill will always be the headquarters for the foreseeable future. We've invested a lot of money and time in the community. It provides jobs for the high school grads and the returning college grads. We've got a beautiful 40-acre campus up there, and we attract the type of people that like a little slower pace in their life. Hmm. So it all works when we add it up together.
Pausing here for a moment with CEO Richard Poirier of Church Mutual Insurance, headquartered in Merrill, as we discuss the business climate in our state for organizations that are rooted here. Join in on the insurance industry for religious organizations, for schools, workforce, and C-suite challenges in insurance. 800-642-1234. Back in a minute with Richard Poirier here on the Ideas Network. It's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We're looking at the business climate in Wisconsin for the largest firms that have a long history of calling Wisconsin home. And today it's Church Mutual, which has a 125-year history, headquartered in Merrill with more than 700 employees there at its home office, about 400 employees located around the country. Still time to talk about the insurance industry, about workforce, business, 800-642-1234. CEO Richard Poirier stays with us for about 9 more minutes. Richard, as you mentioned, you opened an office in Milwaukee last year, and you were searching for an urban location around the country. And one big draw was the labor pool there and to be closer to newly minted college grads. And I'm wondering, how has that worked out so far?
Pretty well. Our office in Milwaukee, we're at that point now where people are graduating and we're starting to welcome the new college grads. And we threw a pretty wide net. So we've got folks that certainly represent the what I call the usual suspects, University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee, Lakeland University. We've got Marquette grads. We've got was on campus at Concordia this week, and we have a relationship with Wisconsin Lutheran College, and looking to establish deeper ties with Mount Mary. So folks that we're looking for, we start with one real basic. We want people that have a passion for our mission, which is lifting up those that lift up others. But more importantly, in today's economy, which you mentioned, you want a labor force that understands technology, that understands the digital world, and the new grads have that in spades. So it's really exciting when we bring them in and they show us better ways to leverage the technology that we've tried to embrace. So 10 years ago, I would have never hired a grad with digital marketing as their major. But we've got a couple of young people coming in. That's what they studied. So it's exciting. It's really exciting.
Any logic or synergy to be near Northwestern Mutual, feeling perhaps like a little bit of an insurance industry hub in Milwaukee?
Well, obviously they're a big leader, and we admire that company greatly, and we are actually across the street from them. So the dynamic environment that we have, when we sit on the sixth floor of our building, we can see NML, and we also overlook the Summerfest ground. So it's there's a lot of energy and activity in that community. We don't compete with NML, so that's nice. So yeah, they kind of prove that you can have a downtown Milwaukee presence and do it well.
The state has given out millions of dollars in grants to shore up businesses in the pandemic. As you've watched this, and as you talk with other CEOs here in Wisconsin, around the country, what could be done to improve the entrepreneurial climate, the business climate in our state? What would you suggest?
Well, I think it starts with making sure we have laws that encourage businesses, startups. Business incubators, there's some that are propping up in Milwaukee and Madison. We need to take that to the rural parts of the state. I live in Lac des Flambeaux. Would love to see a business incubator show up in the Native American communities, because I really feel like we've got a lot of potential there. So getting some money into the less obvious places in the state, I think that those tides will rise all boats. So really like to see it move into the northern part of the state, because it's mostly clustered in the southern part.
Along with moving to the northern part of the state, how do you get people to move there, especially when you're trying to recruit from larger urban areas? Or is that becoming less of an issue since you have offices around the country and people also can very much work remotely?
Well, when we talk to people, it's interesting. During COVID, we did start finding people reaching out to us that no longer wanted to live in big cities, Minneapolis, Chicago. Hmm. They tend to be early 30s. They're raising young families. Quality of life is the big one. The next thing they ask me is, how's the health care? We have really good health care in the northern part of the state. And then the schools. Mm-hmm. What kind of schools are my kids going to have? And I think Wisconsin's got one of the best public school systems in the country, and I've lived a lot of places, so I can speak to that. And then lastly, affordable housing. And that's one area in Merrill where we've got to up our game. Church, we recently sold some of our property on campus to the city so that we can build some more affordable housing. Because as people are rolling in, the housing crunch has really become the tipping point. Can I find a starter home for my family so that I can take this job? And that's where there's sometimes some challenges as you move into the northern part of the, got beautiful lakes, got beautiful recreation, but if I can't find affordable housing, it's going to be a challenge for us.
How closely do you work with the community? Do you work with Merrill's, leaders in the community and in the broader area of Wausau to figure out these difficult issues like housing?
Yeah, great question. So we'll start with Merrill. We have a very close relationship. We're the largest employer. So we're having a lot of conversations with the mayor, the city administrator, the town council. We insure the public high school in our backyard, so we're very plugged in and attuned to what's going on, you know, from the education standpoint. We do believe and we do style ourselves as a North Central Wisconsin employer. So if you drew a circle around Merrill, we have folks that come in from Antigo, a lot from Wausau.
Mm-hmm.
So a couple of years ago, I was recruited and I joined the Greater Wausau Prosperity Council, which is was created for a lot of the issues we just discussed. We're also very active members on the Chamber of Commerce in Marathon County and Wausau, and we're very involved in the Marathon County Boys and Girls Club. So we've got our tentacles pretty spread throughout the community because we believe they work hand in hand if we're going to be successful.
We only have less than a minute left. Many companies out there have huge workforce shortages, really a lot of challenges in filling those positions. What about Church Mutual?
Well, you know, the financial services industry, which is banking and insurance, you're right. It's running about 25% voluntary turnover, meaning people are moving on and looking.
Mm-hmm.
We're pretty lucky. We're only running about half that. But historically, we would only run about a quarter of that. So while it's certainly not brought us to our knees because we think we have a really good culture, I have a word that I use with my executive team. We're all recruiters, including the CEO. So I'm walking on college campuses. I'm working with recruiters to make sure that we keep our pipeline robust and full. So, yeah, you got to be creative. So we're talking to returning veterans. We're talking to what I would call non-traditional sources of talent because you've got to be creative in this job market. No two ways about it.
Richard, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for listening to our story.
Richard Poirier, CEO of Church Mutual Insurance, based in Merrill, Wisconsin. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. It's The Morning Show. You're listening to the Ideas Network.